Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Coming up on show 629, it's a Saturday special interview with someone who's driven more electric miles than you have, than I have, than we all have. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your edition for Saturday, 2nd of November. My name is Martin Lee, but I'm not on today's podcast. Well, apart from this bit, today it's all about Bibi Wacker. Let me explain who he is. In 1,222 days, Bibi drove over 100,000 kilometres, 34 countries, starting in the Netherlands and ending up in New Zealand, in the Blue Bandit. That is his electric car, with the aim to educate, inspire, and accelerate the transition to a low-carbon future. We all know electric cars are great, but of course you can't go very far in one. That's absolute BS. He did over 100,000 kilometres. And Bibi was in the country recently for a whistle-stop tour. Sadly, I couldn't make it to Kent a few days ago now, but that doesn't stop this podcast. Where there's a will, there's a way. There's a listener and a Patreon supporter. His name is John from Kent EVs. If you follow him on Twitter, you'll know him as Beardy McBeardface. And very kindly, he sat down with BB for 5-10 minutes, had a quick chat about his adventures, what he's up to at the moment, and what it's like to be heading home after almost 3 years away. Let's have a listen to the interview.
At the moment, I'm sitting at the Stop 24 services just outside Folkestone, not far from the Channel Tunnel. And I'm sitting with a young man here who has done something actually quite extraordinary. But I'll let him introduce himself.
So my name is Wiebe, and until a few years ago, I was a student. Yeah, I had somehow the crazy idea to drive an EV from Netherlands to the other side of the world to prove the viability of electric cars and go on a bit of an adventure as well.
That was some adventure.
Yeah, it turned out to be quite the adventure. Yeah, so finished eventually in New Zealand a few 2 or 3 months ago or something. It was like the most southern tip of New Zealand, so from there the only next stop was Antarctica, so no possibility to go even more south than that.
Yeah, definitely. And, so how many miles was it in total?
Well, it's 100,000 kilometres.
That's some trek.
So that's, what, 160,000 miles or something?
Yeah, and it took you how long?
1,222 days.
Wow.
So that's a bit over 3.3 years or so.
And I saw from your website that you initially were asking for people to contact you to say, yes, come stay with me, charge at my place, we might be able to feed you, we might be able to put you up.
Yeah.
How well did that work?
Yeah, really good, yeah. So I set myself the challenge to drive to the other side of the world and starting without money and just see how it goes, see how I would get there. And so I asked people to sign up on my website. They could select a location on a map and then offer me a meal, place to sleep, or electricity for a car. And when I started in March 2016, I had a little under 200 people who sign up.
Yep.
From mostly from the Netherlands, countries around the Netherlands, but also more crazy places like Mongolia, Thailand, Iraq. A lot of people sign up. So just every week I would look on the map, see what's offered nearby, and then just travel from one place to another. And yeah, of course, not you know, every town that I ended up was somebody who signed up beforehand, so then had to knock on somebody's door, and yeah, just approached strangers and locals to see if they can help me get further.
Were there any real black holes where you really struggled to get a charge?
Well, only in Australia, because there the distances are fast.
Yeah.
And Europe and Asia, like, population is so dense. You know? It happened a few times, yes, that I could not make it to the place where I wanted to go, but then I always find it a place to charge. And so I could make it anyway. But Australia, sometimes the distance between two points was just way more than the range of my car, which is 200 kilometers. So it happened about 6 or 7 times that I had to get a tow to make it to the next charging station. Well, charging station, often more just regular 220 volt outlet, which was mostly how I powered my car during the trip.
So for those who don't know, what are the specs of your car? Just sort of explain what the car is, what size battery you have, etc., and range.
Yeah, so it's a 2009 Volkswagen Golf, originally petrol car, retrofitted to a fully electric, 37 kilowatt hours battery, AC propulsion drivetrain, which is about 150 horsepower. Gives me about 200 kilometers range, single phase charge only, AC charge only also. So maximum 6.7 kilowatt. Need to charge in like 10 hours on single phase or 5 hours when charging at the AC charging station.
So most of the charges were sort of done overnight?
Because mostly I stay just at people, so just plug the car into their socket and then charge overnight and continue the next day.
Was there anywhere in particular that you was one of the sort of strangest places that you ever charged, or were there nothing no real standout odd places?
Oh yeah, many. I charged at a bunker somewhere in Holland, or many times I had to just stop at like Asia, just next to the street shops. And also sometimes it happens that my host would like live on the 4th or 5th floor on an apartment, so then I had to drop a cable down to be able to charge it, which Blimey. Was quite fun. So plenty of adventures.
From what I heard earlier, you had like extension leads with you, so that you know you hopefully covered for most eventualities.
Yeah, I had like 25 meters lead with me. Plus I prepared and had all kind of travel adapters and prepared for many different sockets in various countries.
So have you got any plans for any other adventures now, or?
No, at the moment I just I'm still like, I need to recover from my past trip. I'm pretty over exhausted at the moment, like I'm really very low on energy, so I really want to recover first, and I want to like remain some kind of ambassador for electric vehicles or sustainable mobility, because I find it very important. And I think I will keep doing that in some way, but I don't know yet if that's like a long trip again or set up something different to do that. I don't know yet. I just that will future will.
I understand that you're sort of giving talks about your trip as well.
Yeah.
And you're pretty much doing those all around the world where you're getting asked to go.
Yep. Yeah, I do that everywhere, and try to reduce flying. So within Europe, I don't want to fly. So, and if I get asked outside of Europe, then try to combine it with more talks to reduce my emissions. Yeah.
Cool. Well, I'm going to say thank you very much for talking to me.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And I'll let you get on with the journey, because I know you've got to get on down to the Eurotunnel and catch a train to the other side.
Yep. And I forgot that there's a time difference, so
yep.
Cannot stay at my host, who has to work tomorrow early, so that was a bit of stupid for me.
Okay,
but part of the adventure.
Yeah, it's
almost
all one
there.
Big
it's only 2 or 3 stops left, so I will survive that too.
Well, very good luck with anything else that you do, and then hopefully yeah. we'll see you in the UK sometime giving some talks.
Definitely. Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Okay, pleasure.
Cheers.
Well, thank you again to BB for appearing on the podcast. Thank you to John for making the podcast for us this Saturday special, for standing in and being an excellent interviewer and co-host of this show. So thank you very much for listening. Any feedback that you have, please do send it on. My email address is hello@evnewsdaily.com. Facebook and YouTube comments are always gratefully received. Well, there are 255 patrons of the podcast, and thank you for your generosity, meaning that we get to make this show, whether it's a normal news show or whether it's an interview show, to bring you that on EV News Daily. There are 628 previous episodes, most of them news, but a fair few interviews in there as well now with people at the heart of the EV industry. If you want to get the new shows, though, just hit subscribe in your podcast app, and you can get those first and free and automatically in the meantime. Come and say hi on social media by searching EV News Daily. Have a wonderful day. I'll catch you soon. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.